Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Oh my God, honey, I just heard some terrible news. The radio station's going off the air.
Going off the air? How will I listen to my samba music? A 1, 2, 3, back, a 3, 2, 1, back, to the side, to the left.
Honey, you're an excellent samba dancer, but I think this is it for them.
Oh, no, I just went to their website, wgxc.org. You can donate monthly, did you know that?
Yeah, you can make one of those one-time donations, but you know what I'm into? Monthly sustaining support.
Oh, honey, you're very sustaining, especially when we go and have that delicious spring water in Hudson and the environs.
All right. Don't get so frisky, honey. Donate monthly. Choose your amount from the drop-down menu on the old website there, or donate by check. Did you know I can give them my stock donations?
Oh, honey, give them some of that worthless Bitcoin that those children who were sleeping in their cars, they told us to buy the Bitcoin. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got some of that Bitcoin, but I got something better, cold hard cash. Donate right now to the best radio station in the land.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lennox Local in Lennox, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWine. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Anchor, Catskill, Hudson. This is a song by Dean called Instagram. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Zolan Cano Youngs and Jesse McKinley report in the New York Times that New Yorkers of all political beliefs may see slower entry through borders and airports because the president does not like a certain New York law. On February 5th, President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security temporarily barred New Yorkers from joining Global Entry and similar trusted traveler programs that allow quicker entry through borders and airport lines. The president does not like a New York law that allows undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, and this action is retribution. Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, said that New York State residents could no longer apply for the programs because of the so-called green light law. Richard Azzopardi, a senior advisor to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, said, and I quote, "This is obviously political retaliation by the federal government, and we're going to review our legal options," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Sarah Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media that the new Greene County Jail in Coxsackie is costing taxpayers more, even if Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin is putting the new charges in a different budget column. Because of the jail that is under construction, Greene County taxpayers now have to pay $12,360 annually to count birds on the property. Quinzer Environmental LLC of Selkirk will take the money out of the county to conduct a bird count, invasive species monitoring, and vegetation analysis at the new jail site. Catskill Republican Michael Bulick said, and I quote, "I can't believe we pay $135 per hour for a bird watcher," end quote. Grodin said he would make it look like the new cost does not come from the jail project that some call unnecessary. He said, and I quote, "I will not be charging this to the jail capital project," end quote. Instead, anyone tracing where the county's spending goes will find it in the general fund. The size of the jail varied during the approval process, growing larger after legislators voted to approve the project. At the least, Greene County taxpayers are on the hook for a $39 million bond at 2.49% interest and another $8.1 million in county funds, plus the related projects that are in the general fund. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that Emily Vincent filed a lawsuit February 5th against the town of Bern in southern Albany County, after she was removed from the planning board last month without a required public hearing. Vincent was made an alternate on the planning board, a position she says doesn't exist. Vincent was replaced by someone who is not on the board and who previously, as a judge, was convicted of extortion and bribery. Thomas Spargo was made the board's chairperson after spending more than 2 years in prison in 2009. Bern supervisor Sean Lyons told the Times Union last month, and I quote, "We know he has paid his debt. He's doing all the things to expunge the record and clear his name. He's a really good fit for the planning board," end quote. Lyons would not comment about the lawsuit. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Joseph Spector reports for the Poughkeepsie Journal that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation said February 4th that 2019 was the safest year in recent history for hunting, with one death and 12 accidents. A shooter failing to properly identify a target on a deer drive led to the only death, and most of the accidents involved tree stands. A few accidents involved hunters not wearing hunter orange. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagel said in a statement, and I quote, "Nearly 550,000 New Yorkers and visitors enjoy the sport of hunting each year, and the declining number of hunting incidents confirms that today's generation of hunters are the most safety conscious yet," end quote. The DEC said, and I quote, "All of these incidents could have been prevented if hunting safety rules had been followed," end quote. The DEC started taking statistics in the 1960s. In 1966, for instance, there were 166 accidents and 13 deaths. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. This afternoon is going to be rough. A lot of people are going to want to be inside, so get the groceries and bring in the firewood early. Today starts out wet and still relatively warm. 36 degrees this morning. This afternoon, temperatures reach 38. The rain will grow in intensity, and so will the wind. Gusts will reach 46 miles per hour, and the temperature will drop to 31 degrees around 3 p.m., turning the remaining rain to snow. About half an inch of accumulation is expected. Overnight, winds calm, snow ceases, and temperatures drop to 21 degrees. Saturday will be dry with a light breeze. Temps will reach 30 around noon, then drop to the teens overnight. Sunday will also be dry. Temperatures reaching 34 degrees before overnight snowfall drops about half an inch of accumulation. With no statewide information available this week, we get some hope from the national statistics showing overall number of flu cases are, so far, on the decline. As for the coronavirus, there are only 11 positive cases nationwide. States with confirmations are Washington, California, Arizona, and now Massachusetts. Sunset today will be at 4:56 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:02 a.m. Looking way up, we see the plasma flow from the recent extra-large coronal hole struck our magnetosphere last night, producing a much larger shockwave than expected, in this case creating a K6 magnitude storm. Speeds peaked around 600 kilometers per second and is currently blasting by us at 585 kilometers per second with a density of 0.9 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. There have been 5 days since the last sunspot. And this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back, a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, my stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. House make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ A. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Censored. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County. This is DJ WIC back at Clubhouse Radio.
DJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter White.
Tyler. DJ A?
A.
The other DJ A, by the way.
The other one is DJ AJ.
The other one's DJ AJ.
Yeah.
DJ AJ, but today we got special guest DJ A in the building. Special guest.
Special guest.
Special guest. So today's topic is about social media. And we're going to play a few songs today that's going to be based off our topic. You know, we want to discuss a couple of things about social media, as far as how does social media make you feel when you're getting likes, when you don't get likes, when you can't use social media, when you can, you know, them type of things. To me, social media is sometimes can be a big distraction, but it also could be used as a big platform. That's my opinion.
Yeah, social media to me, it's like, I use it pretty much every day. It's like normal to me now. But every time an adult sees me on it, they're like, oh, we didn't have that back in our day. I'm like, I didn't realize how much of a change it was, and they're making it seem like a big deal, which I'm pretty sure it is, but I just don't realize it because I'm just accustomed to it. But
I don't like to, yeah, there you go. I don't really like to, like, you know, judge people on how to use social media and stuff like that, but I feel like, you know, it could be used for wrong, you know, it also could be used for right, but it's how you use it. It's how you use it. That's how I feel. Like, if you're using it to build your platform and get your name out there and stuff like that, or you're using it to, like, promote a positive, you know what I'm saying, something positive in the community or anything like that, then yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, totally. I can totally get where you're coming from. But like, for a long time, I've been completely off Instagram for like on and off. And whenever I'm off, I feel like I'm like out of the loop. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm like way back on everything. Like all like the
Yeah,
memes,
you feel like you're outdated and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I feel like even now I have been on Instagram in days. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I was just saying that earlier before we went on air. I was like, ever since I deactivated my Facebook, I feel like I have no life now. But you know, I gotta go back to transitioning myself to, you know, my real life. Like not It's more things going on in life than just social media, so I have to take a mental break sometime.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll go on Instagram or YouTube for hours a day. I watch a YouTube video. It's an hour long, but it feels like 25 minutes, but I wasted an hour on YouTube on one video, and I could have been out doing something.
Yeah, I could have been, like, you know, doing my homework or working on schoolwork or catching up on work or something like that. You know, maybe just, like, go hang out with some people or something.
Yeah, and the big reason why I'm not doing my work in the first place is because of social media. I'm just on it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to stop. It's unhealthy, apparently, but I don't really, it's not that unhealthy for me. I don't know. Like, it's a distraction sometimes, but I don't, like, it's the point where I'll stop using it when I know it's time to stop using it. Because it's getting in the way of other things, like my schoolwork and, you know.
Do you feel like social media gives people a voice?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Like, I feel like some people who wouldn't, like, open up or be themselves, like, in public.
Yeah, like,
they get on social media and they just become this monster.
Yeah, because I feel like on social media, it's literally the whole world. Like, eventually you're going to find someone that's into what you're into.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Yeah. You're going to find someone who agrees with you. You're going to find someone who disagrees with you. It's like comments. Like, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you feel about people who hide behind social media?
No,
that's just no.
Actually, the other day, I was actually sitting at my table, right? And I was watching a video, or I was doing something. I was like on something, and I was looking at a comment, and I was like, bro, you could say that online, but like, if you were sitting right next to me at this table right now, and I heard you say that. I would smack you so hard. Like, I don't even know what I would do. That's the kind of thing. I'm just like, wow, you could really say that on the internet, but like, in person, you would sound so dumb. Yeah. You would sound so dumb to that in person.
And see, like me, like, I'm a rapper, but I don't really like promote myself like that. Like, I don't like to like put my stuff out there like that, but when I do, like, I only do it on my Instagram.
Instagram is a good platform for that, though.
Yeah.
I feel like Instagram, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
YouTube, Spotify. But I'm talking about, like, people who go on social media, like, and there's like, people who use social media just to spite people, like.
Yeah, just like the show Catfish, for example.
I was just watching that last night.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of people who hide behind, like, fake disguises because they don't want people to actually judge them based on how they look, you know?
Oh, yeah. And
or
then,
things that they say.
Like, I don't know. Catfish is just, like, I can't believe some of these people just be falling for this, like. And then, like, I saw one where the girl thought she was really going to meet up with Chris Brown. Like, first of, like, girl, like, look how you look. Like, you're supposed to just know, like, Chris Brown is not checking for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be real with yourself. And you know what I mean? You have to have your guard up because that's another thing, too, that's dangerous about social media. Like, you could be sitting there talking to somebody, thinking you're talking to one of your peers or somebody. It could be like a 75-year-old creeper just sitting at home, and you thinking you're talking to a person that's your age or a female or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, this, you can make money.
Definitely, definitely.
You definitely can make money, too. There's a lot of people making money. Look at all the YouTube sensations and stuff like
that. Yeah, like YouTubers, vloggers.
I see them buying their parents' houses and stuff.
Yeah, houses and cars.
Lambos and $10,000 mansions.
Yeah.
Freaking
for real.
1,000 pair of AirPods. Like,
like, it was this, this dude, like, oh, what's his name? Mr. Beast. He made mad money.
He goes off.
He good, though. He good.
Yeah, he's
good. Hey, shout out to Mr. Beast.
But, like, I'm going to go off of that spite topic. Everybody, like, it's the stuff they say, like, in the comments. Everybody going to be laughing about it. But if you say that in a room with people, nobody going to be laughing. They're going to think that's corny. Like,
exactly. I'm looking at you like, bro, you look dumb. You sound dumb.
You're spending all your time online calling people ugly. How about you go outside and, like, go like, do a
like
garden.
Like, instead of judging other people, like do something that's
garden.
Productive in your life.
Feed your pet.
Like,
I know
feed
you
your pet. Go do a garden. Go plant a tree. You do something. Like,
do something.
You're online calling people ugly for what? But you won't say it in person. Like, I don't understand.
Said I know your pet is hungry.
Yeah, feed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're hungry.
Funny. But, yo, it's realistic, though. It's real. People do it every day, man. Every single day.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about people who, because I've seen this. What do you think about people who treat people differently because they don't get likes?
I was just recently watching a video. You know Shane Dawson? Everybody knows Shane Dawson, right?
Yeah.
And so you know Morgan Adams, his fiance's sister.
Yeah.
So they're talking about how she went on this, I guess, promo beauty vacation thing. And apparently, like, all the beauty guru girls and whatever were treating her different. Like, they were just so weird. You have to go watch the video because they're, like, really weird with it. It's like, oh, I have this many likes. I have this many followers. So I should be able to skip this line or get this for free. And, like, the thing is, they talked about how, I think it's called this 30% rule, where if you're not at least 30%, like, you don't have 30% less followers or 30% more followers, they're not going to talk to you because they're not going to get anything from you. Because if they have 30% more followers than you, they can use you to be like, oh, I hang out with the people who have less followers, but if they hang out with someone who has 30% more followers than them, then they're gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna get more attention because more people's gonna see me and they're gonna go follow me. It's so weird.
And that whole mentality is just like crazy. It's sickening. It's toxic. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's
bad, like, for you. That stuff comes around.
I first witnessed people getting treated differently for not getting likes. By my younger cousins and nieces, how they were treating my other younger cousin when she came around, and I saw it, and I was like, what's going on? And they were like, we don't really like her. She don't get likes and stuff like that. She's just, I'm like, okay, but is she a good person in real life? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is she passing in school?
Is she
positive? You know what I mean? Like, why are you guys not hanging with her?
You need to focus on the good things. Like, likes don't mean anything.
Like, you can't go to the store and be like, hold on, I'm going to pay for this with my likes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can't go to the store, cash in your likes and pay your bills. Like, I don't understand. Like, so I just ain't get it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a lot of Instagrammers where, like, hundreds of millions of likes, and they have a crappy personality. So,
but then there's, like, some people who do it for, like, paid promotions, like, people who, like, work for, like, Fashion Nova, like, they post, like, their clothing and stuff.
Yeah, but that's different. That's
Like, their models, like, they get paid for that stuff.
They're doing it for a purpose, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about people who are, like, treating people a certain way because they don't have that type of popularity online, or they don't get likes, or they don't have as many followers.
So they feel as though they should.
Treated another way, which is wrong.
So they feel as though they should be excluded.
You can have as many followers and as many likes as you want or whatever, but at the end of the day, if you're a bad person, you're a bad person. So it doesn't even matter in the end.
Yeah.
If someone goes see you in person, like, they're a bad person. Like, obviously, they're not going to like you because you're a bad person.
Yeah, like,
I've seen some weird, like, this was a long time ago when Vine was big, but I don't know if you guys remember her, but it was, like, this light-skinned girl, and she was, like, real tall and, like, a little heavy, and she used to always dance and, like, make fun of herself.
Yeah.
And then she became real, real popular from it, right? And then when she got so popular to the point where it started to clash with her privacy, so then she started putting up videos of herself crying because she didn't want to be famous anymore and she didn't want to be known. And then there was a lot of, I read the comments and there was a lot of people like, you did it to yourself. You wanted this. You asked for this. You now you don't, now you're crying about it. Now this and that. What's y'all intake on if that was to happen to one of y'all? Like, how would you deal with that?
I don't even know. What would I
do? I wouldn't post anymore, honestly. I would exclude myself from everybody else. Like,
I'm
not saying like I would like completely isolate myself. Like, if I seen someone like maybe a fan of mine that like wanted to like seriously take a picture and was like a fan of mine,
sad
I would like take a picture.
It was sad too because people I wanted to have sympathy for, but but people didn't because they were looking at it like this is the attention you asked for.
Yeah, they were seeing it from the perspective as
what did she do?
She just, like, made fun of herself, danced, wore two-piece bathing suits. She knew she wasn't, like, in the best shape.
Yeah.
She just, you know, she was like a comedian.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a comedian. I mean, what are you going to say?
I mean, then when she then when everybody started, like, going at her and coming for her, she couldn't handle it. And she started making videos crying, saying
she
didn't want to be famous anymore.
She tried to do it for comedic purposes. And the fact that he brought it coming for her, I guess it would make you feel a certain way, you know? Because, like, I don't know. There's something about the whole thing that's, like, if you're making a joke about something to your friends and some other person laughs at it, it's different, you know?
I think she joked on herself to the point where, you know, it got the wrong attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then she couldn't handle it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like what Tyler says, like, if one of your friends, like, makes, like, a comment or something, like, and, like, you laugh at it, like, everybody's laughing at it, and then, like, there's one person that's, like, outside the group that you don't, like, really know, like, laughs at that one joke. Like, you know, somebody's going to feel some sort of way about that, and they're going to want to comment, like, you get no likes, no one knows you, like, you're an outsider, like, completely, like, just leave us alone. Like, why are you laughing at this joke? Like, it's not your joke. But then I get, like, inside jokes, like, if it's only, like, me and my best friend kind of thing, like, we only know about this thing, but somebody thinks it's funny, okay, I'm fine with that. Somebody can laugh at it, but it's just not your joke.
Yeah.
That's the only point. That's the only thing.
I feel like it was just, like, it went wrong. It was a good thing going wrong for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because some of that fame caught up to her, and maybe she just felt a sort of way about somebody commenting.
It got a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
She couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on top of that, though, there's some people who's, like, if you're not ready to handle, like, the attention of the internet and the wrath that, like, is, like, with it, then you shouldn't try to get famous or whatever or known.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
No, I think in her case, she didn't think she was going to get as big as she thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just happened out the blue, and it was just... She just got bombarded.
That's how it is, though. Like, you never know if you're going to go viral or not. And after you do, it's all that attention that follows after it. So.
You know what's got to be bad, too? Like, let's say you get so famous to the point where you're not even making money off it, but everywhere you go, people know you.
Oh, yeah, that sounds, yeah.
That gotta hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gotta hurt, too, because it's like, can I get your autograph? And you didn't make any money.
Exactly. I was like, imagine just doing your thing on social media or whatever, and you go outside, they're like, oh, my God, I'm even better. I'm like, what the f***? It's hello?
Yeah, like.
Hello? Who are you? I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. It's a weird situation, but, you know, hopefully she got it together. And people can learn from that, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not ready for that type of attention,
that stuff can
fall
be, like,
back.
that stuff can be like really stressful and overwhelming. So yeah. maybe she just worked herself to a point where
then
she just couldn't handle
who,
it.
Whose self-esteems are so hurt and bruised yeah. that they only go on social media just to make fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, we're about to get into some songs about
song
social
break.
Media.
We'll see you after the break.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Town Board heard from Town Assessor Kim Smith February 5th about the ongoing townwide reassessment project. The re-evaluation began May 29, 2019, and will continue through May 30th, 2020. During the process, the assessor's office will review each property and assign updated values. Notices will be sent out to property owners in late February so they can review the assessment before the tentative roll is filed. The last assessment was done in 2015, but Smith said it was not as in-depth as the one currently underway. Smith said, and I quote, "There are going to be some shifts this time," end quote. She said her office is working in cooperation with the Columbia County Real Property Decorator, Suzette Boy, on the project. As a result, the town has saved thousands of dollars, Smith said. Boy said it is not a perfect system, and the county has learned a lot in the process of following real property tax law. The goal is to be able to evaluate everyone in the same manner. The town of Greenport Grievance Day is held on the Thursday following the last Tuesday in May. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Ravenna Times-Herald is reporting six Revere Coyman Sol Clark students were named area champions January 25th after competing against 10 Capital Region teams. The first LEGO robotic tournament was held at SUNY Poly Colleges of Nanoscale Science and Engineering in Albany. In addition to being the overall champions, the team took first place in robot performance. Coyman's town councilman, Brandon Lefebvre, attended the tournament to support the team. Lefebvre, in a social media post, and I quote, "I was very impressed with their creativity, teamwork, public speaking skills, and the gracious professionalism they exhibited," end quote. In the first robotics competition for students in grades 4 through 8, the teams build, program, and compete with Lego-based robots and research a real-world engineering challenge. The Ravenna Coyman Selkirk team consisted of Parker Dio, Louisa Engelhart, Ryan Keeper, Olivia Ortiz, John Robinson, and Samuel Robinson. And you can read the full story in the Ravenna Times-Herald. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Human services organizations statewide urged state lawmakers this week to increase funding for their organizations, saying rising costs and a decade of decreased support has left their sector at a, and I quote, breaking point, end quote. More than 40 nonprofits that provide services to children and adults facing mental illness, addiction, developmental disabilities, and other challenges have asked Governor Andrew Cuomo and state legislature to commit to a 3% annual funding increase over the next 5 years. They argue the request is consistent with the 3% growth rate Cuomo says is reasonable for Medicaid and education. According to the governor's most recent executive budget, mental hygiene agencies provide support to more than 1 million New Yorkers, including more than 800,000 people with mental illnesses, 234,000 people with substance or gambling addiction, and 140,000 people with developmental disabilities. Read the full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper on the Hudson City School District's plan to sell the building that once housed the John Edwards Primary School on State Street in Hudson. The building was closed in 2018. Dan Simpson with CBRE Realty Albany has the property listed for just under $4 million. Simpson, along with CBRE sales associate Alexandria Rizzo, attended the Board of Education meeting January 21st, and both expressed enthusiasm about their involvement. Simpson said, and I quote, "JLE lends itself to a conversion use. It's a puzzle finding the right buyer to fit in. It needs money to make it work. About 5 acres come with the property, but unfortunately they're mostly slopes and wetlands. It's rare to find someone who says it's okay as is," end quote. Simpson estimated it would take anywhere from 1 to 2 years to sell the property, but noted it is a good time to be a seller. In a second, unrelated real estate transaction involves the district contributing land to the state for the Empire State Trail. The trail will run in front of Hudson Junior and Senior High Schools on Harry Howard Avenue. The State Department of Transportation has offered the district almost $27,000 for the strip of land. Although the state will assume responsibility for hazards and liabilities, the school district will have to shovel following a snowfall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.
Skill Clubhouse.
27 heartbeats.
Here's the beat.
do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse.
Welcome back the clubhouse. To Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acorn Catskill Hudson. You were just listening to original Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC, and earlier you were listening to Noir by
Stumpy. So, welcome back to our topic. We're speaking about social media here on Censored.
Tracks program.
So, be yourself. Ty.
DJ Popcorn.
DJ WIC.
We accept you with the clubhouse.
DJ Sean Money.
So,
we're going to talk about like the pros and cons of social media, like what's good and what's bad about social media.
Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse.
So,
food and snacks at the clubhouse.
Who wants to start?
With the clubhouse.
So one thing that I think is good, I think that social media is a good platform to like build yourself, like to get like whatever you're advertising out there, like maybe some clothing, your new music, whatever you're like advertising, like to get your like your word out, you know?
Yeah, I feel like social media, the way it's bad is that like people like tend to like use social media as like an outlet to like put all their negative emotions on people. But yeah, that's how I feel about how like social media is bad.
And I think social media is also a good place for some positivity, but with positivity comes negativity, no matter what form it is. So there are some people who are like really positive and try to put other people up. You can talk to other people, but you know, just be aware of those creepers. It's like fake profiles and all that stuff, you know.
So yeah, so another pro for me, social media, I feel like it's a good way to like communicate with your friends and you know just getting like getting to know more people. I feel like you just moved into a new, if you just moved into like a new school or something like that, you can like, you know, make more friends over social media if you like don't have like the courage like yourself to walk up to somebody like, and you don't like to talk to people like that.
Yeah.
Like you can like text them, like it's that easy. I mean, unless you don't have a phone.
The thing with social media is you could do like a whole bunch of positive stuff on it. You can like send the most positive message. There's always gonna be someone like, oh, that's not gonna work, or this, that, and the third. But in the end, there's always gonna be someone sending a positive message.
I mean, there's a lot of fake things that are spread on social media, but the whole part of social media is to spread ideas around, and
yeah.
So, like, I mean, there's, like, I mean, without social media, we wouldn't know about, like, news and, like,
yeah.
things like that. Like, a lot of things that happen around the world, people wouldn't know unless they shared it and, like, spread
right.
stuff about it. Like, it keeps us informed, essentially.
Right. So, like, social media as, like, an outlet as to, like, what's going on in the news. Like, the president, like, may be, like, impeached and things like that. Like, some people didn't know about that stuff.
All right, let's not get too far into politics.
Yep.
I have two close friends I met over social media. I go to my school because we didn't really talk much in school. Because, you know, we don't have the same schedule. We don't really see each other in the halls. But, yeah, social media provided the opportunity for us to get closer, to talk more. And just to socialize more, because we couldn't do it in the school, really. We started hanging out outside of school because of it. Met up with them once, and then just a friendship built up from there. So, yeah, that helped out, social media.
Yeah. So, I think a con to social media is people, like, send threats over it, and, like, basically, like, they spread, like, you know, like, things like that, like, oh, I'm going to shoot up the school, but really they're not going to do anything. They're just saying that to, like, make people afraid of something. Like, things like that. Like, people will do, like, the craziest things just to, like, get themselves known. Like,
yeah, and good thing that technology is more advanced, so you can catch people
yeah.
easier who do stuff like that. Just, you know, figure out who they are sooner and just give it a home.
Get out. No. So, I guess a pro, for me, like a pro of social media would probably be that, like, you can, like, communicate with more people, like, across, like, a wider platform. Like, you get to see, like, different people, like, and how, like, they live, like, their life. They post, like, a picture, and they're, like, in Argentina or something. Like, you get to see how Argentina is, like, if you've, like, never been there or something. And, like, oh, like, you know, just, like, getting to see, that, like, how new places look and things like that.
I would say that a pro is, like, let's say, like, you're a shy person, and, like, that person didn't really talk to you, and you could do it anonymously. I didn't even say that word.
Right? Anonymously.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
And also, another great social media platform would be YouTube, because let's say you don't have enough money for whatever you like art lessons, singing lessons, just things you like. There's a lot of tutorials on YouTube. People will help you out.
Yeah.
So, good community most of the time. So.
But another thing, like, for me, another thing with YouTube is that they give a platform to a lot of people who are trying to spend, like, who're trying to spread negative messages or, like, use their platform to do bad, for example.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of examples. But let's say, for example, this creator, Onision, allegedly is, like, he basically grooms little girls, not little girls, but let's say teenage girls into having
a thing.
Having a thing with him and his spouse at the time. Allegedly, because I'm not trying to get sued.
So, yeah, it'll be, like, the simplest things like that that get, like, spread over the internet and things like that might not be true, but they also might be true. You know, those are called rumors.
That's a topic for the police.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's more positivity on YouTube and creativity than negativity.
Yeah.
It's just YouTube promotes more positive videos than negative that I see on my recommended. So. Yeah, the negativity is still on the platform, but it's just laying really dormant. There's some people who do it more. I don't know. It's more positivity.
Yeah, I don't really see anything, like, negative coming out of, like, YouTube and other social media platforms like that.
Back to what we were saying earlier, I think that without social media, it would be very easy to be more closed-minded.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I live in a small town, so if you just walk around and this is all you know your whole life, like, it's very easy to think that this is all there is. But when you go on social media, you can see how it is to be in other states. You can see how it is to be, you know, famous or have more, you know, freedom to do other things. Like
how to live, like, a different lifestyle, like exercising, things like that.
Right.
But yeah, like, there's a lot of people on the internet who express themselves because they can't really do that around other people, so they just go to social media. And yeah, there's a lot of people who help them and promote them and to grow. You can just be yourself on social media. You can even be, okay, I'm going to say this. You can even be a totally different person. I'm not talking about another identity or another.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just be the true you on the internet, because no one really knows
you. No one knows how you act around your friends. Like, they don't live near you. They don't live with you. How you act.
Like, yeah, like someone on social media and inside, like, let's say Alaska, you could be talking to. They don't know you in person. So you can just be you.
Yeah.
They're not going to judge you, even if they
like,
do.
Like, they don't
know
how old you are for sure. You tell them an age, like, they won't really, like, know.
All right, I'm not going to go that far, because faking your age online isn't really. Yeah. I wouldn't condone it.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's basically living a lie, and you shouldn't do that. But I'm not saying you should. Do what you want, but I wouldn't, because I want to be the true me to a certain extent, and faking my age is not one of them.
Yeah, you don't want to lie.
Like, there's some people, there's, like, a lot of incidents where the girls or boys or whatever, they, like, fake their age, and they end up getting older people in trouble because of it, but I'm not going to go too far into that. It's just one of the examples of, you know, the verification processes are not that stable. There are websites, not even websites, just apps that I sign up for that are, like, 18 and up.
Yeah.
And I put that
they have 18, to be age verified. 19. Okay, yeah, So back to the topic of social media. It's social media is like a very, it can be a dangerous place for yourself because you may like say something, like somebody might like tweet something, like snap something, put something on their story that like might offend somebody, and like if somebody like comments that, like it might like actually hurt your feelings because that's your opinion. So like, you know, if somebody says like something that's incorrect, like would you correct them or would you leave them be?
I would probably leave them be.
Can you repeat that one more time?
So like, would you like correct like somebody if they were to like say something wrong on the internet that you believe is wrong and that everybody believes is wrong? Would like you correct them or like would you leave them be and just like let them like voice their opinion?
Well, I think that's one of the good things about social media because you.
Social media is a good place to state your opinions. Even if people don't agree with them, they're your opinions at the end of the day. So your opinion matters to you. Other people might not agree to it, but that's what an opinion is. Not everyone's going to agree with you. And on social media, that doesn't really matter. Like, I state my opinions on social media all the time. And people
get to have a voice.
Yeah, so if people slide up on, like, Snapchat or something and tell me that they disagree, in my head, I'm like, okay,
you can disagree
if you want. It's an amendment.
Everybody is like, they're allowed to have like their own opinion on something, like what's happening in like some other place, like here, Alaska, different country, something gets bought, somebody gets bought, things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But yeah, some things, there is one thing that I don't like about social media is that sometimes things get a little too much crazy, and it starts fights and drama and all that.
Yeah, I don't like when people, like, troll me on the internet, like, say, like, somebody said this, and, like, somebody texted me that, like, somebody said something, right? And they really said nothing at all, and that person was, like, completely innocent, and I just went and flipped out on them for no reason.
Yeah, that's when I, like back
rumors
up.
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
That's what I hate. I hate things. Rumors. Rumors are just horrible.
Yeah, like, social media is, like, if you want to spread rumors, that's the place to go. You do what you want, but I would never do that. Because one post can be seen by two people can retweet it.
Yeah.
Those 100 followers, those two people combined can retweet it, at least the hundreds of thousands, and it's just a long train.
Yeah.
And one,
and one, like, con for me about social media is, like, I just hate when people, like, drag things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, if somebody says, like, one thing that was wrong, and they just, like, some people take things way out of context, and they didn't even, like, mean to, like, drag things, like, they drag it all the way back to, like, olden days, and it just gets dragged. Things like that, I just hate.
I mean, but without social media, we wouldn't be informed. We wouldn't have, like, you know, anything about politics, about Trump, what he's doing next, like, about World War III, any of this stuff that's, like, going on, we wouldn't know the next move. We wouldn't know what's happening in our own country. Because it's very easy to just walk in your own little world and not know anything that's going around around you.
Like I said, let's not get into politics. But
the
news is also a form of social media. I feel like the news spreads more negative information. It's good information, though.
Yeah.
But it's more negative than positive.
Like, it's things that people, like, need to know, like, around the world. Like, oh, like, what's happening in this place, like criminal cases, things like that.
Yeah, criminal cases, starvation in some countries, you know, it's just informative.
Right, like, I think it's necessary to know what's going on around you. Like, you can't be, there's a lot of people who have it very good, and they can't just walk around and not know about the things that are going around around them, you know, going on around them. Like, I just think it's important to be informed, and you can't be oblivious to things that are happening in your own country and, like, things around you. So I think it is good for that reason.
Yeah. So I just feel like, in my opinion, another, like a pro for me, I think, would be the fact that, like, if you had, like, something to, like, say to somebody and you, like, didn't really want to say it, like, you can just, like, say something, like, if they say something, like, anonymously to you, like, they don't put their name on, like, their Instagram account, like, they're not, like, supposed to do that anyway, like, they're not,
allowed,
like, so they just, like, and they say something to you, like, that you didn't like, at all. And, like, you send them back something, and then it just becomes a whole beef, and then you guys go out, and then, you know, you fight, and then you guys become best friends in the end. Like, social media, like, does that kind of stuff. Like, social media, like, can ruin, like, friendships, things like that.
Right, it's
off
easy
off of, like, a simple rumor.
It's easy to come out of your shell, so that's a good thing, but then also, like, you can be very, people can be very bold and say stuff that they know they're not supposed to say, but because they're hiding across from another screen.
Yeah, some people just get in their bag too much and just...
Now, this is, like, more like a positive and a negative, like, people, like, passing away, that's more like a positive and a negative, like, social media, because, like, if so, you're
like,
knowing,
paying tributes, you're saying?
Yeah,
like, paying tributes to, like, somebody who,
and, like, you get them more and stuff.
Yeah. But then, like, one thing is...
It's bad, too.
Like, it can be bad, too, because then, like, say, like, the death of XXXTentacion, RIP, people can take things way out of context and, like, start making, like, memes about it, like, oh... Jose, where you at, bro? At the grocery store, like, he's sipping tea in, like, a better hood, things like that. See, I like that tribute, like, something like that, you know? But, like, people just take things way too far sometimes.
Yeah, and most of the part, it's because they know no one's going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because no one makes jokes like that in person. I've never heard anyone make jokes like that in person. And that's just a horrible thing to do, in my opinion.
Yeah. Does anybody have any more cons, pros?
I mean, I think social media can definitely make you feel left out in some ways from certain things that happen. Especially, like, on Snapchat specifically, I know people will get upset because, like, they'll post on their story, oh, we went here, we did this, and you'll feel left out about something like that.
You'll feel excluded because, you know.
Yeah.
Because you weren't there, and you just, like, some people don't have it as well as other people, so, like, they might feel bad about.
Or, like, group chats.
Yeah, things like that, like group chats and things like that, people.
Right, but then you can also find positive ways to, like, feel included because you can find your, you know, you can find your group of people that really feel the same way as you do. You can find all sorts of people from all around the world who that you can stay connected to and feel like you have someone who understands you even if you don't live near them.
Yeah.
So, that's a pro and a con.
Yeah.
Anyone else got anything to say?
For me, maybe, like, a pro can be, like, spreading, like, a positive message. Like, I know there are, like, some pages, like, on the internet, like, Snapchat and Instagram, like, people have, like, they'll do, like, daily, like, quotes and stuff like that, like, quote of the day, things like that, like, positive stuff, like, oh, like, keep your head up, like, you'll get them next time, things like that, like, and, like, shouting out other people, like, trying to get other people, like, out there and, like, trying to get other people more friends. Like, things like that, that, like, is a good thing that some people do on social media. But then when some people do that, they can, like, they can do it in a negative way, too. You know?
But some things I like to do, like, Instagram for...
Yeah.
I like to look at people's art and, like, see how, like, they express themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, everybody can, like, make, like, have a craft and, like... take the time to perfect it, and then when somebody, like, critiques, like, your craft, like, they say something about it that, like, you don't like, and you think, like, your stuff is perfect, like, okay, it's your opinion, but everybody, you know, if you put your stuff out there, you're gonna, like, you need to, like, expect an opinion. Everybody's gonna have an opinion on one thing that's out there, like, you know, like, the news, social media, like,
fans.
Somebody's latest post, like, if somebody's fit is valid, things like that.
But then sometimes people do be trying to help, like, oh, like, you... could have done something
here. Like, you could have, like, oh, you could have matched that shoe with the other one and then made that better. Like, things like that, see? Constructive criticism. Expect
constructive,
that.
Yeah.
Thank you, DJ WIC. Okay, so we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. And if you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in our in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. And we'll finish our show with shout-outs. So... we're going to give a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout out to the Catskill and Youth Hudson Clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Shout out to all those positive social media users. Shout out to everybody here. Shout out to our studio audience.